Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski. On this episode, I'm fortunate to be joined by Sam Webb. Sam is a starting defensive back for the Missouri Western State football team and is one of the top returning players in the country. Sam, thanks for joining me on the podcast.
What's up, man? No problem.
Starting things off, Sam, we know we talked about before. You guys are back in the swing of things, getting ready for the upcoming season, but in the months leading up to this return, what did you work on in particular going into your senior season?
I don't really want to change up much. I mean, we just we specify on, like, as far as DBs, we specify on body control, foot placement, a lot of film watching, and you know, the basics that we just try to stick to every day, the EDDs, everyday drills.
You mentioned watching film. Based off of what you saw from this past season on film, what do you want to take away or try and improve on in the upcoming season?
This next season, I would just like to come down and make more sound tackles, be more consistent with coverages, and shake up my coverages a little bit more, actually, too. So come down, show that I'm pressed. We might be in a cover three zone, a cover two zone. Just mess with the quarterback's head and use my three-step ability a lot more.
Sticking with the topic of film, most guys aren't the same in terms of their ability to break down film as a senior versus when they were in freshman. In what ways have you seen your ability to break down film and just the overall understanding of your opposing offense? And what ways have you seen that progress over the course of your college career?
Yeah, so it is a big difference from when you're a freshman to when you're a senior. You do grow a lot in that aspect, I would say. I've had about three different cornerback coaches since I've been with Missouri Western. All of them have taught me different things to look at when I watch film, as far as like hand signals that the quarterback will give, or even looking at this, like, if depending on if I'm on the opposing sideline, the quarterback or the other quarterbacks might give a hand signal or some type of signal that can help you out in your coverage. And then you, like, I would communicate with my safety, or even like watching the releases of the wide receivers, paying attention to how close their splits are into relation with route combinations. And also, I mean, probably the biggest part of it all would be like just understanding who is the key player and who they want to get the ball to the most.
Mentioned the idea of being on par with your safeties and just your defensive backfield in general. Off the field, how much of an emphasis do you specifically place on having strong relationships with your other guys in your defensive backfield to lead to success and better communication skills on the field?
Yeah, so I've always had a pretty good free safety behind me. I play with J.O., Jonathan Owens. He's with Houston right now, and then I had another guy, Barr. I played with him for a few years, and now I'm with Dev. And Dev is really good at communicating off of the field as far as us understanding what we need to do to be successful on the field. And he's always on me, and it's helping me out a lot to change my mentality and my own stuff on the game. And he has really helped me become more of a leader, actually, than anything else.
I thought it was interesting when you touched on the idea of having three different cornerback coaches throughout your career. And what ways, because I know most people would think three different cornerback coaches, it might be too much information, too many new things. What ways, though, do you feel that helped you evolve and really understand the game better as a corner in terms of adapting and just an overall understanding of the position?
Yeah, so I always use this example. There's basically like two different types of coaches in the world. You have your LeBrons that are like really more uplifting and trying to get the team together and stuff like that. And then you have more of like your Kobe type coaches that will really get after you, try to get everything they can out of you and try to really like bring that dog, that inner dog out of you. And I mean, I've seen both sides of the spectrum, and although I've had multiple coaches, I've had higher guys from higher schools like Michigan State come in and come in and help me develop my game and bring in more techniques and stuff that I can just put in my toolbox. And it's all love at the end of the day. Like, we all just want to get better. And I mean, it's just helped me adjust to different styles of coaching and different styles of basically teaching techniques.
Sam, you get to play in a really difficult division at the D2 level, going up against some really tough opponents. When thinking about your schedule, though, for next season, I think the two games that jump out to me, Central Missouri and Northwestern Missouri State, two teams that early on in the season you guys lost nail biters. You get to play them at the end of the season next year. What do you think you'll need to do to come out victorious in those games to put yourself in a really good position to win a national championship?
As far as the team aspect, I think that as long as we continue to stay healthy throughout the season and have our starters still healthy at the end of the season for Northwest and UCM, then I think that we'll have pretty good chances of either going undefeated or making a run for the playoffs this season, because we got a solid team that can communicate. We're young in some spots, but the leadership is pretty good at teaching the younger guys and have the ropes and stuff like that. But I mean, the main thing is I think we just need to stay healthy and then we'll be good.
Sam, we know it's been a unique offseason, touched on leadership. How have you helped out those underclassmen, the younger guys, as this has been one of those off seasons where it's a lot of accountability on yourself as an individual and making sure you're keeping up with everything? How have you helped them out during this time?
I mean, we all live in different cities. So, I mean, whenever we can, we'll try and get together with the guys that live near me in Missouri and either just get some work in, do some 7-on-7s, just or mental work. I mean, mental work is literally like 50% of the game anyway. And I feel that taking on that role naturally can help me basically help the guys understand that the little things that you do can help like build up and continue to be successful at whatever you want to do. I mean, it's not just football. Like, I mean, we always just try to get together and just talk and understand each other and try to learn from one another.
Sam, senior year next season, would you say you're more of a vocal leader, someone who leads by example? Are you going to try and take on an added role being that you're a senior? What have you discussed with coaches and just your personal beliefs of what you need to do next season to lead this group to where you want it to be?
Yeah, honestly, I'm not really much of a vocal leader when it comes to like workouts or anything like that. I mean, people naturally come to me because they look up to me, obviously. But I mean, shoot, more on game day, really, I'll be more vocal on game days just because it's just like it's the atmosphere and you got your adrenaline going. I'm just so tuned in. But other than that, I mean, I'm more of a lead by example. Just try to do the right thing at all times.
Early on in your career, Sam, arrived to school and then you decide redshirting your freshman season. What were you able to learn during that season? And do you recommend that a redshirt season for a cornerback is useful for these guys coming in?
Yeah, so, I mean, that year, I took advantage of getting adjusted to the college lifestyle, basically, and just being able to, like, go to early workouts, being able to get my homework done, staying on a consistent schedule. And the thing I'd probably say the most about it at all is I wouldn't recommend it, though, if you are ready. Because, I mean, some people out of high school, depending on what high school and what coaching staff they had, they'd be prepared for a D2 level or even the D1 level. But I mean, my situation was a little bit different, and that's all right. But at the end of the day, we just continue to make progress and try to build up and keep going.
Sam, one of the top defensive backs in the entire country on every team's radars in terms of the NFL draft. year in and year out. Like, we had Kyle Duggar on the show last year, Division II, it's a second round. There's so many talented players. But just what was the overall process coming out of high school for you in terms of recruiting? And how did you end up at Missouri Western State?
I didn't really have big dreams of being like a big D1 college football player out of high school. I played at a class 4 school. It was kind of small. I played a lot of positions because I was the most athletic on the team. And I mean, they just put me wherever they needed me to be. And I was there for them. But what led me to Missouri Western, out of high school, I had a lot of MIAA offers, basically. And a few other offers for walk-on spots at D1 schools. But, I had to go where the money was, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I picked Missouri Western because on my official visit, I had two good safeties, J.O. and Dante, with me. And those guys basically just showed me the ropes and let me know how it was straight up. I mean, there was no beating around the bush with them. And they said, if you just take care of your business here, you can do whatever you want. Like, if you want to keep playing football, you want to just get a good degree, it's whatever you want to do. And it just so happened to be that I ended up being able to play with them. And they really showed me like the blueprint of how to do it. My boy J.O., he's, like I said, he's with Houston right now. He's been doing it. And he actually got free agent signed with Arizona right after he graduated. And I've just been trying to follow in the footsteps of the people that have been in front of me and continue my own journey.
Sam, academics with redshirting was able to help you adjust, but for every student athlete, it's that balance of dealing with the workload and having to play road games, practices, fall camp, things of that nature. What was that like for you? I guess even now, what has been the whole process of having to manage your schoolwork and also have to deal with being an athlete? And how have you been able to handle being both a student and an athlete?
To be honest, I struggled a little bit at the beginning when I was like my freshman year and stuff like that. But I never put myself in a bad enough situation to where I would have been ineligible or anything like that. I just had to work on my time management skills and adjust. And then eventually I got it. You just got to have good relationships with teachers, other students in class. And I promise you, college, it may seem really hard to some people, but if you just put your mind to it, you'll be able to do anything.
Sam, your redshirt freshman season, what were your expectations? You know, come in as a redshirt freshman, did you expect to play a lot? What were your overall ideas of how much playing time you were going to get as a freshman?
So, I got a lot of appraisal coming in my redshirt freshman year because we had a new coaching staff and all. They came in and they tested us, and I tested pretty well as far as out of everybody else. And I didn't really have big, I wasn't really expecting to be like a main guy or anything like that, but I ended up getting put into that situation and playing a pretty good season my redshirt freshman year. And all it did was build up my confidence and continue to help me.
Talking about confidence, Sam, redshirt freshman season, 3 interceptions, one being a 99-yard interception return for a touchdown. And what ways do you think getting that against Lindenwood middle, early on in the season, how did that give you an extra boost of confidence? And just what was the overall feeling like getting a 99-yard pick six?
It was exciting, man, because we got that big old jumbotron too, and I was running straight towards it. And I could see the people behind me, and it was just, I don't know, it was just a great feeling. But, that for sure gave me a sense of almost not like we're here now, but we're doing what we need to do to be where we want to be. You know what I'm saying? So it was a great feeling, and it did nothing but boost my confidence and help me to continue my journey.
We saw plays like that, but every single college player, there is a bit of an adjustment because you're going up against high school and then now it's college players. Was there a moment early on, whether it be fall camp, practice, even a game that you played as a redshirt freshman, where you realized, all right, this isn't high school anymore. These are legit college football players.
Yeah, I had a game when we played Emporia and it was just so much on the line. It was like the last quarter or something like that. And it was like tied up or something like that. And I knew they were coming at me because I was the young guy and it was a good ball and I was there. It was just like good timing with the quarterback, and the wide receiver was a little bit bigger than me. But I mean, I've grown since then and I've become more aggressive and my technique is sharpened way more now. But yeah, that game I played my freshman year versus Emporia really woke me up. That damn near had me emotional.
How would you describe your play style as a defensive back, and what type of role do you foresee yourself playing at the next level in terms of the cornerback position?
So I would say that I'm a press man cover cornerback. I love to play man, but I've been working on my off man and zone a lot just because I know that whatever team needs, I'll be able to try to adjust to. But I'm hoping that at the next level, I can have enough in my toolbox to be able to move positions, not just be basically limited and move around if they need somebody in nickel, to free safety, weak safety, slot corner, or the outside corner. It's whatever. I mean, whatever a team needs is whatever I'll be able to apply.
At what point during your career, and I don't even know if it's set in yet, that you realize there's a shot that I'm not just a college football player, but I could actually take my talents to the next level?
So, yeah, I think I've been, like I said, I'm a pretty humble guy. I don't go around boasting that I'm about to be the next NFL prospect, this and that. I would say probably about 2 years ago, and then after last season, that really solidified it whenever my accolades had came in and I was getting my recognition. I was starting to realize that, I mean, stuff's about to start getting real. Scouts are going to start coming through. My coaches told me that you got to just continue to do what you're doing. Don't do any more. Don't do any less. Of course, I'm going to do a little bit more, but I'm just trying to make progress in any type of way I can, so that I can set myself up great in a great position for the future.
What would you want? Because scouts, they're going to come through and they're going to see you're on a different level, no matter what division, conference, league you're in. They're going to see your film. They're going to understand that you have NFL talent. What would you want them, Sam, to know about, though, who they're getting in yourself and a player in the locker room and someone as a teammate?
Yeah, so obviously I have the athletic ability to play at the next level, but what I would want them to know is that I'm a pretty good guy off the field too, as well. Like, as far as if you want to conversate or need anything, I would say I have pretty good manners, and like, you don't have to worry about me getting in trouble off the field as well.
Talking about academics, we know next goal NFL, but is there something that you studied in college, an idea potentially of what you may want to do for life after the NFL?
Yeah, I know some guys, and I'd like to stay around sports and the business side of it too. So, I mean, I know some, I got a bunch of friends that are involved in like AAA baseball and basketball and 7-on-7 league. I would like to do something with that. I'm just not sure yet. I know coaches in 7-on-7 league. I know people that run AAA baseball, stuff like that. I just don't know exactly what I'm going to do with it yet.
Sam, we're ways away. The draft's in April, but one of the greatest things about it is the idea of signing that NFL contract. Have you thought at all about what you would maybe want to do with a signing bonus?
Very cliche probably, but the first thing I would do is pay my mom back. She's helped me out a lot throughout college, even though I didn't have to pay very much, and She's just always someone that I could depend on, and been basically my rock.
Oh, that's a great answer. And the idea of next level, hypothetical question, if you could be trained by someone currently in the NFL or even a player who's retired, who would it be and why?
It probably has to be somebody that is like my frame, has a frame like mine, because being, I wouldn't want to go train with another DB that just doesn't look like me, because we won't move the same, you know what I'm saying? So I would want to go and train with somebody like Jalen Ramsey, or I mean, honestly, I would go train with Deion Sanders any day, but I think his techniques are a little bit out of date, so I don't know. But yeah, somebody just my frame, my size, same mentality.
Ramsey is a good answer. And for our last question, Sam, for any rising high school football player, based off your experiences, what's the best piece of advice that you could give to them?
Man, the best piece of advice that I can give to anybody that has real talent in high school is to just, you really have to not take advantage of it, because it'll go by so quick. And then the next thing before you know it, you got to pick what college you want to go to, and based off of the energy and the time that you actually put into it will basically give you your options as to where you can go. And I wouldn't say I'd go back and change it all, but for anybody out there that is looking to keep playing football and continue to work on their craft, you just gotta always give it your all and specify time to work on it and really give it your all.
I was Sam Webb with the Missouri Western football team. We really appreciate your time and wishing you best of luck next season.
Yes, sir. Thank you.